Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he would send the crowds away. After sending the crowds away, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, while the boat, by now far out onto the lake, was battling with a heavy sea, for there was a headwind. In the fourth watch of the night, he went towards them, walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they cried, and cried out in fear. But at once Jesus called out to them, saying, "Courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." It was Peter who answered, "Lord," he said, "if it is you, tell me to come across to you across the water." "Come," said Jesus. Then Peter got out of the boat and started walking towards Jesus across the water. But as soon as he felt the force of the wind, he took flight and began to sink. "Lord, save me," he cried. Jesus put out his hand at once and held him. "Man of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And as they got into the boat, the wind dropped. The men in the boat bowed down before him and said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Having made the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the local people recognized him, they spread the news through the whole neighborhood and took all that were sick to him, begging him just to let them touch the fringe of his cloak. And all those who touched it were completely cured. The Gospel of the Lord. The first lesson Jesus teaches us in this passage is that we should never linger to hear praise for something we have done. For Jesus himself is the author of all good done through us, his children. He went away after the miracle of feeding the 5,000 to perhaps over 50,000 people, maybe because in those troubled times the thankful people would have wanted to make him their king. This would have made trouble for his disciples, so he ordered them to get into the boat and leave for the other side of the lake. This was unusual, for he did not normally order anybody to do anything, only evil spirits to be gone. He also shows us that it is good to get away from the crowds in order to pray without the distractions of others and to seek stillness. The disciples, who represent the church, were unwilling to leave him in case they were threatened with shipwreck when he was not with them, for it was evening and a gale was blowing. Then, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, the boat had sailed as far as the middle of the sea and was getting nowhere due to the strong wind, while Jesus was up in the mountain. This was to test the disciples, just as we are tested when we are troubled or in threatening situations and Jesus seems far away or invisible, though in reality he is never far away and is watching over us. This tests our faith, and it seems that the stronger our faith is, the more we are tested, as were the saints and Abraham, the friend of God. Christ then was more than likely looking down on the disciples from the hill, and he knew what to expect. He did not reveal himself until walking on the water, and they cried out in fear at this apparent apparition. Then Peter, always impetuous, not counting the cost of his actions, his heart ruling his head, calls out. He knows that with the help of Jesus he could walk over the water, but he did not say, "Give me the power to walk on water as you do." No, he says, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." He had no fear of the water as such. It was the wind that troubled him. And panicking, he called to his Lord, having complete faith in him. In other words, he was strong in his faith regarding the greater evil, but in the lesser he was afraid. Just as we are able, with God's help, to overcome temptation in big things, and yet in the lesser we yield to it, such as being able to withstand the temptation to do somebody real harm, yet we succumb to the temptation to repeat something uncharitable, which can appear to be almost insignificant. Peter was tested because of his special position and the responsibilities that were to be his, as we sometimes are. To meet these, he needs must have great faith. He never failed in his testing in the long run, for his love was greater than his timidity. And the disciples eventually recognized his leadership. When the church is persecuted by a great evil with power, or it is damaged by its own members, it is like the ship tossed about on the rough sea. It appears that God has forsaken her, but after this fearful testing, in the end, God is triumphant. The waves are calm and greater peace is established. Jesus guides the church into still waters so that people can live knowing that the church is in his secure hands. Jesus is never far away and answers our trusting call for our salvation. He promised us that following him would not be down an easy, smooth path. After the sea was calm, they reached Gennesaret and were met by people who recognized him. It was a long time since Jesus had been in those parts, but they had learned of his wonderful works, and they sent messages all round the countryside so that people could bring their sick and disabled. He must have been exhausted, as any man would be, with his itinerary. He had been dealing with huge crowds, making them do as he asked. Think of one man coaxing many thousands of people. He tested the faith of his disciples, ordering them to go ahead into the boat. Then he walked up the mountain, prayed most of the night, and walked down again. Coaxed with Peter's impetuosity. Then he sailed over the sea to be met by numberless folk needing him in their troubles. He is there for them all in their need, as he always is for anyone if we ask him. So often Jesus is expected to sort out our difficulties our way. Our first thought should be to go to him, to ask for the faith to accept his way. The people of Gennesaret asked only to touch his garment, knowing that he would heal them. How wonderful it is for us who can actually receive him every day and be healed.